Hello, you people. This is Nupur, your host for this show. I'm excited to welcome you to our fifth episode of We Are Addicts podcast. This episode will again be one of our quarantine editions. So let's get started. If you might have listened to a previous episode, you might know how wonderfully Pooja, our managing director, built Addicts with a bunch of challenges, but did pass them with fun and improvements. So today in this episode, I will again be in discussion with Pooja about the effects of COVID in the service and product-based IT industries, and most importantly, how leaders should drive their startups during this pandemic. So as we know how hard and serious the situation is getting as the day is passing by, but it can get harder for the leaders out there because they have huge responsibilities, right? To not only drive their businesses and companies, but also to look for a team under them and set an example. That's a huge task. So hey Pooja, how does it feel to be recording another episode of this podcast?
Hey Nupur, thanks for inviting me again to join the discussion and sharing wonderful experience with you all. I'm excited as usual and can't wait to discuss more about these important things while this pandemic things and how we can deliver some useful information to our audience.
I'm really glad to have you on this episode as well, Pooja. I really hope we cater good informative content to our audiences. So talking about the topic that we are here to discuss, the impact of COVID is widely visible and is significantly impacting a number of industries, right? Some of the major industries have disrupted, unemployment rates have skyrocketed, the public crisis has escalated in many countries. So what do you think in this current situation in the IT industry, specifically startups, how exactly it is affecting, around startups around us?
So basically, I would say that overall, as an IT industry and startup, if we compare to rest of the world and technologies, I think we are in a good shape. We should be lucky enough to say that we can work, right? We can deliver still something to our clients and our team, and we are still able to do something which we are doing previously, though there are changes in experiences and processes and overall working methodologies, right? But rest of the world, rest of the industries are going through a bad downfall, and I can see, like, everywhere in the news we see the unemployment, people are laying off their team members, and they are not able to manufacture things and process things that they can that they used to deliver to other countries. And overall, that industry is gonna still face more difficulties. This is not a quick thing, and it's gonna take a while to be in the normal flow. So IT and startups are doing still good if we compare the overall scenarios and industries. Specifically for startup, I would say they are in a very good position because they have small teams. They don't have a huge tons of payments to do to their teams or their clients. The cash flow, the overall workflow is not something that you cannot handle basically, So overall, if we compare the big MNCs or big corporates and the startup, I think startups are surviving much better and they will be doing good if they handle the situation overall, I would say, a well-managed way, a well-defined way with their clients and team. They can do much better even in this pandemic.
Correct. It's all about, having backup plans and not only having plan A, but also having plan B and plan C in the line. So it always works that way, whether it be a natural pandemic crisis or it be something thing that could be related to money flow or maybe industry. One should also always have a plan B or plan C in work. So more companies right now, because of the situation, they are shifting from office to home. Like, everybody is working from home, and with a sudden shift to remote work, home office is the new normal for professional workers across the globe right now. Even if those offices who are not operational from home, they have no choice but to work from home, correct? So has anything for you during this time with this pandemic has changed? I mean, I know actually a lot of people who are adjusting to work from home still being like 30 days of lockdown. But I know that is something you have been doing for a while now. Like you previously said in the previous episode that you have been working extensively in this industry for years. And I'm very pretty sure that you might have had experience of working from home, right?
Oh, definitely. I mean, yeah, we discussed in our previous episode as well. But if I say in general, even how current companies are handling work from home, for us, it's been a bit easy, I would say, because this was not new for us. We were in the practice of work from home even from quite long time. I would say from inception, from the very beginning, that we had, you know, this concept of utilizing time. Doesn't matter where you are and from where you work, but it was anyways a vision that, you know, work and time limit should not affect anyone to, you know, do their work. So we were always in favor of working from home situation, and that's why we had that concept from very beginning. And I think that's why it helped us right now to have, you know, in a better comfortable position and comfortable practical way to work as a, just like in another day. Though we have, you know, challenges like maybe internet connection limitations due to various areas where our team is working on and other minor things. But I think few things are not in your hand, right? But what you can do was already in place at our case. If you are talking about like processes or improvements of using tools, we learned way back those gaps and found the solutions as well. Because if I say that it looks easy to you know, just behave like working from home is the same like working from office, but there are many small challenges that people face practically when they are experiencing the whole daily routine from working as an individual from their home and team is at different place. I can give you an example. I'm sure even you will be facing some of the issues right now. So you are working from home, right? How is your experience differs than you're working from office?
So to be very honest, it's my first time, you know, having such experience of working from home. And I have never had an experience to work remotely since last 4+ years of my working. But to be very honest, for me, it has turned out to be productive for me because I'm shut down at my place in my room and there's no one to disturb me. But at this same time, being us women, we face, you know, some situation like we have to look forward for some things at our home. We have to look for people around. We have to cook. So there are certain situations where you think that, okay, it would have been great that if you were working from office and not from home. Right. But if we ignore that part, to be very honest, it's pretty productive. It took time for me to adapt, you know, this situation. But right now, I feel like it's going pretty well, like as compared to the initial days of being locked down.
That's good in your case. Otherwise, I have heard a different experience. I would say, you know, when, let's for an example, if developers are working on the same projects, right? There are team leaders, there are project managers who are supposed to deliver something for them to start their work. And there are a lot many dependencies when you're working with team. In those cases, if you don't have practice, if you don't have that experience, there are high chances that, you know, you get delayed and information is not passing the correct way. Things are not planned well because they are not documented well because you don't have that information or the experience prior, right? So these things affect in overall delivery and experience. Another important thing I would say is a mindset. Like before even working, team needs to have that mindset about the expectations and delivery, which helps them a lot. And I would say it is a very important thing which we cultivated as an overall team within us. And that's why I think things are going pretty well and flawless with Edrix. And I'm glad for that. And as a one of another thing that people say, they are laying off the people and due to financial crisis, right? I would say that if you have planned things in a better way to keep an advance in your planning to have improved culture within your organization, it will help you to balance the overall situations. For example, let's say if you had a research team within your different departments or sections, you could have used that talent or skills to plan things in a better way while working from home, maybe when you don't have projects. Though also you can execute certain things which will give you output later on. So these are the small areas which are helping us as of now, which we envision or, you know, cultivated previously without this facing this situation, and it's helping in a better way, at least for Edric, I would say.
That's actually what I think as well. Like, I totally agree with you here. I think every company or every business should think like a startup, because, you know, there are a few times where being in the diligent and being in the streamline about every single process and line of businesses, it really is very productive. And I think startups are something where every successful business should learn from. Like, even if they are being generating good amount of revenue every year, every month or every quarter, working like startup should be a practice a business should follow, and it can keep them on ground on a ground level. Yeah. Because this will lead to more financial security in a long run as well. That's what exactly I think.
That's true. But, people can adopt that level of mindset even in the corporates. It's difficult to manage with the huge number of people, but I think they can start at some point.
Of course they can. So when we talk about working from home, it might not be easy for all sets of positions of a company. Like, be it a startup, be it a huge corporate giant. I have heard people saying that you can see a person's true character in this time of crisis. I mean, it doesn't occur every year or every other alternate year. It comes once in a while, but such crises make you see a person's true character. And when things get real bad, you start to see who shows up as a leader and who does not, even if he is a manager or if he is a team executive or a simple developer. You start to see how a person is getting productive and how exactly he is serious about his work, right? Yeah. So now that COVID-19 has realized its potential to become a world-changing pandemic, yeah, we are in a dire of looking for true leaderships amongst us. So what, according to you, would be those key points a leader should always keep in mind? To cope up with their team, their businesses during this COVID-19 breakout?
Yeah, I mean, you have pointed out a very correct topic here, that leader is a very, very important person in this whole situation. Can, change the story or can handle the situation very well enough if they are aware about overall scenario and they have that strong capability within them. There are certain important key points that leader can follow in their routine or in their work list, which will help them to survive this situation. If I say that for leader, the two kind of in the heart of the system or the two important things for their startup and their work is client and their team, right? If you're talking about client, just imagine this crisis is a global, it's a worldwide thing. Everyone, including your client, is at home. They have enough time and they can spend some of the time with you apart from work. So I would suggest talk to them, make out some plans, brainstorm with your client, regardless of projects. not talking about the deliverables or the tasks that you have already and that you have to work on, but in general, they must have their own plans for the future. You must have your own plans. Discuss it out. Right. How you can, you know, yeah, how you can help them basically, and how you can
build even, communication.
Right. Even in the small scale, how you guys overall can make the impactful discussion, which can lead to something and give you a result. It will last for a long relationship. It's a very healthy thing to do. I would say, do contact your clients, talk to them, get your feedback. Again, it's not related to just project, right? You can get your feedback and see where you can improve from a client perspective, and it will helpful to you, your team, your startup for a long run. So this is a very important key point that only leader can follow, because they know that what needs to be done at right time, at right place. So yeah, that is for client. And if you're talking about team, I have many points if you're talking about team, but if I have to jot down few points, I would say observe your team working from home. You might have experience prior as well, but when you'll work with every individual at the different times, at the meetings, using the tools and following certain level of documentation and processes, there will be gaps. There will be miscommunications. There will be time conflicts. There will be different expectations, and there will be different reasons of arguments with the different people, right? Observe your team, talk to them. See where you can see the improvement parts. For example, I would say there will be projects that are running off in the office at the same time working from home situation. But why you are facing the delays, why you are facing the challenges in the work from home but not in office? Might be because you don't have documentation in place properly. You don't have the 100% communication key. It means it's a gap. So figure out those gaps, make a list, and try to improve them. Start from you to your managers and then to your teams. It will help you, not for this situation, but for the overall life cycle of the projects without working from home and for the future. It will help you for a long run to have an improved processes within your internal system. So it's a very important point. Another point I would like to say is, again, I'll go back to the research and development team. Make sure that if you don't have previously, but then you start keeping some time for doing research, keeping some people to think and to experience certain things for future. Let them explore, talk to them, give your time even in research, and see that where you can be ready for certain situations where things are not going right. You should not go blank as in a leader. So make sure that you are not just working for the now thing or the planned thing, but you keep yourself available for unexpected situations and at least be ready at certain level. I would not say that just
ready.
Right. But yeah, for example, you can have just small pilot projects or an MVP at your place when you don't have work. It will help you in upcoming weeks or a year or a month. So yeah, that's an important thing, right? Another thing I can say is make actionable plan according to your routine. Don't just talk about issues, talk about solutions. It's all about going digital, right? If you were not digitally previously, see that where you are not, make a plan. Maybe if you need to purchase a subscription or a tools or improve your internal processes, whatever it takes, but make sure that your work does not stop just by not being digitally available anytime, anywhere. It is very important for startups to be available for your team, for your work. It doesn't matter that, you know, you're working from home or working from office. For a small example, I would say your system. If your team don't have an internet access, make sure you have some other options to provide them, so your work don't suffer and they enjoy the work experience overall, right? So
exactly.
Yeah, these are the points that leaders should you know, observe and plan in a better way to handle the situations. And if they are not well prepared, then they still do have a time, and they can just handle it very well even for the future.
So these points, I strongly agree with you, and I believe that these points are not only important and crucial for a leader who is already managing a bunch of team under him or her. It should also be practiced by someone who is thinking that he might be a potential leader in upcoming years, or, you know, maybe thinking to start up something of their own. Because these practices would not only help them in such crisis, but at the same time, you never know how digital we might go in the upcoming years, right?
Yeah.
So good leaders literally establish a communication routine that people can look with reliability. I mean, when communication stops, people are literally going to imagine the worst, because communication is always the key in any business or any sort of business relationship. Correct. So, because when employees aren't sure how they should behave, work, or manage, they look to leaders as their role models, because they always tend to follow their footsteps.
Definitely. So, and they will be coming to you in these cases, and you should be prepared enough in advance to give them solutions, basically.
Exactly. They always look up to you as a leader, even if it's been not pretty much long that you have been in that position.
Yeah.
So you did talk on some certain points which leaders should keep in mind during this pandemic, right?
Yeah.
So how should those leaders adapt to changes brought on by the situation? How should they overcome situation or maybe adapt?
A very good point, I would say, because most of people don't focus on that area, that how they can adopt and how they can improve first. You know, as an individual, as a leader, most people will expect from their team, you know, from their different managers or from their different departments to do certain things and follow. But as a leader, I would say, start with you and see where you can adopt certain changes and how better you handle the situation at first place. For example, some leaders will, you know, have a mindset that at certain level of decisions, at certain level of tasks, only they'll perform. I would say start delegating. It will help your team to build a trust, delegate things, and have faith in your team member. They can handle, and people love responsibility. I have read somewhere, you know, one research from an HR department for more than 2,500 people's observation, that when they circulate a few basic questions on employment and their mindsets, more than appraisal, the people's work satisfaction ratio was in responsibility and having more work, which is not in real case we heard, right? So delegate things and make sure that things are rolling without you. You should not be only one person where things get solved. Try to handle with different managers or different team members, that they can drive the things without you. This will adopt as an overall chain, as an overall cycle for your startup, and things will never get stuck in. So as a leader, trust people and delegate your work. Another important thing in this situation specifically is, everywhere the people are talking about downfalls, and it's a bit of negative vibes. You know, people are maybe, even your team members will have the tension that they'll have a work or job or not. Make sure that you are boosting them up. You are showing the vision, where we are going, and what are the backup plans. Even if you don't have, then make a backup plans and share with them, so they get a confidence, they get a boost up in as an individual contributor to your startup, that why they are working and what will happen and what value they are adding in overall economy and the cycle of the whole startup culture. I would like even to ask you that, according to me, every individual is an entrepreneur and leader at their own space and at on their level, right? What do you think, if you get a chance to add value in something in terms of life or knowledge or a business, what's your say in that?
So just to start with, making sure that I work with my team and my team is more reliable enough to work with me, I would come to a set of decisions onto how, I should proceed ahead with the businesses that I am into. I would also seek out to, factual information for reliable sources. I mean, I would not, go through some major factual information, like whatever is available, and I'll go pretty much textual on that. But I would make sure that everything that I have been performing with my team is practical enough, and they are pretty much used to working with me, and they are comfortable while working with me, and they share things that are not making them uncomfortable and they are not okay with. Right. That is a first and foremost goal a leader should have, like to build the trust with the team.
I mean, definitely you should have, at least at startup level, you should have an individual's bond, some chemistry, and they should be open up with you in case of good things and even for the bad things. And that's how you figure out the problems and find the solution, basically.
Exactly. So apart from building the trust and, working with the team comfortably, I would also focus on how exactly I'm organizing their task. And if I'm at all organizing their task, I'll make sure that it runs smoothly so that they don't face any problem while working with me. Definitely. And I would also try to, remove their financial concerns in this pandemic situation, especially because many people are being laid off and many people really don't know how exactly to move ahead, while looking onto their families without getting financial help. Mm-hmm. So I will make sure and make them, understand that they don't have any such issues with me while they are working closely with me, because they might freak out, right, in the situation, like if they are being laid off tomorrow as well. So I will make sure and I'll make them understand that nothing like this is going to happen with you if you are, working with me closely.
You have to gain the confidence, basically, that nothing's going to go wrong and you are there for, themselves.
Yes, exactly. Because that might create, a situation of panic amongst them, and they might not perform well in the work as well. That might hamper you. So communication is very important, I think, and it has to be open and it has to be honestly, because I think leaders should share the why and how behind decisions whenever they take and whenever it's possible for them to share.
Right.
So we have to listen to them calmly, understanding their point of view, and because again, it's always a two-way street. You have to communicate two-way and in a comfortable manner, so that the outcome that you're looking forward to gain from them is accurate enough. That's what I think, and if I might given a chance, I might do such steps. I take such steps.
Even I'll learn from you something in that case. So yeah, why not?
I'm obliged. Thank you so much. So being in the startup ourselves, I would like to understand, from your perspective, as to how this pandemic and lockdown has affected Adrix as a startup. How are we dealing with our current projects, deliverables, and our team working remotely?
So a touch wood, I would say we are not in a bad situation. It's going well. And I think there are reasons behind that as well. Even in this situation, in the previous experience, I'm still learning. We all are, as in a team, as an Adrix overall a startup, we are still learning and improving. We are learning individually and from team as in each other, right? It's not about just improving a process and not just leader to drive the things, but if the team is open-minded and you have that cultivated culture, then everyone will learn from each other rather than, pointing out others' issue. They'll just handle the situation in a better way, if they have that learning attitude, which is I've seen missing in many places, and it creates like really messy problems at later stage. So I think it's good at our case, and I'm still open for all way, and I'm still open for learning at any point of time, even from any of my junior or any team member. I'll be happy for that. So it's always a learning curve. We are going good in that direction. And if you are talking about deliverables or a project or a team, I would say in terms of project, we are a product development company. So it's always a long-term goals. It's a long-term development planning. It's not that much affected. We had a good few months roadmap with us, and things in our plate in well in advance. So we are working on the same model. Efficiency okay. model and working methods might change a bit, but the vision and expectations were clear from very beginning, which is helping us a lot to drive the whole scenarios even in this work model. And that's something that is helping me right now, which I did few months back as an efforts with my team while working with them on an office. So it's going pretty well. Regarding the team, they have a few feedback for me, for managers, which we are, implementing right away, noting down their issues and problems and discussing individually with a person if they have some, personal troubles, and able to cope up and solve the things at a very well manner as of now, because things are open. No one is judging anyone, which is a good thing. And one important thing I would say is we are digitally available anytime, anywhere, right? There are no dependency at system level, at permissions level, at security level. Everything is managed and planned well. And talking about the servers or the clouds or the files, any kind of management that team needs to get their work done, it's already well settled up and available at their end. So, which is helping a lot. I would say any leaders, make sure that your all deliverables and work do not get stuck due to your unavailability or something they are not having at that moment. You are in IT, you are in technology. Everything is available at just one click. You are in IT and things get things get digitally very well, and you can handle it if you plan well. So that's another thing which is helping us. In terms of technology, I would specifically say for the tech team, that is the only department where you have many dependencies in terms of, deliverables, because there will be one project and 15 people, 10 people, 5 people will be working on the same thing, same files. Make sure you have, developed a process where they are not communicating even, but things are managed well. Yes. Otherwise, there will be a blame games. And then it's a whole different story which you cannot handle in a smooth way. So make sure you are, clearing your expectations and planning things in a well better manner, that they don't come and put themselves in a trouble at later end. So
because at the end, it's going to affect the project that you're going to deliver.
Definitely.
If they are not in line, of course.
Definitely. So all these things help at the risks because of the prior experience and clear vision. So it's going good. As an individual contributor, what do you think? Anything that we are missing at our end, which we would like to implement as an overall joint team efforts?
So when I talk about, to be very honest, when I talk about our sales process, it has been running smooth as ever. We weren't missing out on anything but exploring new ways to deal with our clientele, because we were probably following the sales process that we were used to. Mm-hmm. And right now, because of such situation, our mind has trained ourselves into looking onto other possibilities as well, because it is there are many types of sales people right now who would be used to visiting the clienteles in person.
Yeah.
And the ones who go through and practice a lot while being these are the people who have to practice a lot while they are quarantined, because they were dependent on visiting clientele.
Right.
And going at their places, crashing their offices. So it's a hard time for them because this pandemic may have been changing a way a salesperson work, which is the industry that they are working in. But one thing it doesn't change is to, you know, having the need and the urgency to get results. Right. Like right now, being at our places, being at our home, working into sales, we have been extensively involving ourselves into research. And that's exactly, you know, something that should happen. But then, you know, it has to be practiced from now on. So I'm constantly networking through various, reaching out to new prospects and talking, or, you know, taking things strategically. Because I think, you know, I think this is the place, this is a situation, this is a time when you can personally connect with the prospects. I mean, people at the clients are at their places as well, and they might, you know, now being calm and at their places might understand what you are trying to, you know, showcase to them, understand the solutions that you as a salesperson are providing. So I think this is the time where I think, you know, we salespeople can actually make an effective environment for clientele as well, in order to deliver them the right solutions. But yes, the one thing I'm actually missing out on is that having, you know, the team outings, fun, and having lunch plans at our offices.
That's everybody's missing, I guess, and we'll be back on track soon, hopefully, for more fun and more food, I would say. Everyone is waiting for that.
Of course we are. We actually are. So I guess this is where we might end our discussion. And I really would like to thank you for being such an enthusiastic entrepreneur and giving our leaders some hope that no matter how critical the situation it can be, there is always, you know, they always have pretty much many things to contribute. So thank you so much for conveying so many, you know, tips, key points to the leaders who are listening to us right now.
Thank you so much for inviting me, and I'm grateful that I'll be able to share some of the information to all the listeners and leaders out there who are handling their startup very well and still can go strong. So good luck to everyone.
Thank you so much, Pooja. So I would like to thank you guys, you listeners, for leaving us some amazing reviews to our last episode. I mean, it was really fun to go through all of them. However long these pandemic situation or impacts it has been created in our lives and our work, eventually life will go back to normal, and we all know that. And the world would understand that we all are connected and better together than apart. I mean, with thoughtful for all leaderships out there, your company and your people will thrive both during and after this time of uncertainty. I'm really glad you tuned into our podcast today. And it's time to leave you guys on the thought as to how productive you can be while you're working from home. I mean, there's always an alternative to make yourself upgraded on certain things. So if you really like listening to our podcast, don't forget to subscribe us on Spotify, Google Podcasts, and iTunes. Also, you can check our website, that is www.adtricks.com. You can leave us your review on LinkedIn, Facebook, or Twitter. I will see you guys in the next episode. I wish you have a great day, and thank you so much, Pooja, again for coming in our podcast.
Always welcome. Thank you.